Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Serving our community when in need. The Chaplaincy Corps program is a ministry of presence. Joining me today is Pastor Gary Fuller, who serves as the senior chaplain in Lincoln. Gary, I know you've been serving, but the beautiful thing is now you're also training other communities that want to launch a chaplaincy program. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We were thrilled to get a call from the city administrator over in Nebraska City a year or so ago. And they had heard about the Chaplaincy Corps here and there, and especially the one in Lincoln, and they invited us to come and train and set things up. And so the law enforcement departments, the city and the sheriff's department there in the county and the fire department came together and put together a chaplaincy program of the pastors in Nebraska City.
It's a beautiful thing when the government entities and the faith community can work together and serve the communities we represent.
Absolutely. It seems almost counterintuitive in our culture in this day and age, and yet we need each other. The faith community and our community itself, they've got to work together. They've got to be there for each other.
So tell our listeners, you never know, there may be somebody out in a community across the state who is interested in bringing the chaplaincy program to their area. How can one get involved?
A person would just need to get a hold of the local dispatch through the non-emergency numbers of law enforcement or fire department. If there is an existing chaplaincy corps, for instance, here in Lincoln, if you would just Google Lincoln Chaplaincy Corps, a page is going to pop up under the Lincoln Police Department. At the bottom of the page, after it tells you all about the chaplains, it's going to say, to join our team, click this link.
Gary, I want to salute you for leading the charge here in our community and serving really when people are at their greatest time of need. Thank you for being Jesus' feet on the ground and sharing God's love to hurting people.
Well, Karen, thank you. We have 21 duty chaplains to whom I take my hat off to. I thank God for them. And thank you, Karen, for what you folks are doing here.
God bless you.
God bless you.